Hi guys, it's Eric Arbucci from RP Grinders, and I'm here to do a review for Wonder Boy, Asha and Monster World. This is actually a remake of Wonder Boy and Monster World 4, and it stars a female protagonist, which is first of the series, but it came out in the late in the Mega Drive's life cycle, so it never got released in the West until years later on the Xbox 360 and PS3, and even the WiiWare shop, where it finally got a localization, and that was the only way to play the game. I as far as the WiiWare version was concerned, it was only that game that got released separately, but you could get the other three games on the eShop, and that's why they did it that way. But back to this game. It's got a basic plot structure like most of the other Wonder Boy games. You're training to be a hero, and then after an introduction level, which takes place on a tower, after walking through some cliff sides, but you end up in this town, and the queen basically knights you. And then you get to looking for the MacGuffins to save the world, I guess. But stuff happens later. That's all I can really say without spoiling the plot too much, but what little there is. But the gameplay is like a lot of other Wonder Boy games. You have this little bird-like friend called the Pepologu, and it can do a variety of things as the game progresses, and it changes form. The game is rather linear, though, and certain health pickups, if you get like 10 of them, you get a permanent health increase. Stuff like that is hard to do. You can go back to some of the old levels, but the very first intro level, you can't really go back to, which is annoying. But I think you're able to buy any missing heart drops that you failed to pick up the first time. But that requires a little bit of grinding. But you've got a sword and a shield, and they each sword and shield have different effects. Like the sword lets you hold a charge attack, and then you can unleash it to do extra damage. And depending on the quality of the sword, you can reduce the amount of enemies you have to kill before you're able to do that again. But, that was actually a feature that wasn't in the original game, because it didn't have a magic attack system. Instead, it just did crits randomly. But, the different shields protect you from different elements and projectiles, but all that stuff's actually kind of pricey, but you get enough gold throughout the course of the game that it's not really a problem. You only have to really grind towards the end, and that's rather easy enough to do. There are also some elixirs you can pick up, but you can't actually buy them. So, one thing that's actually good about this remake is the game lets you save anywhere, so you could basically save scum your way to victory, and it's really nice for playing this, especially on the Switch, where you don't have the luxury of just turning your game off, and you just want to quick save your game. One thing I wish the game would have done was implement an autosave system of sorts. But, yeah, I guess you can't get everything. Another thing that's nice about this remake is that it includes voice acting. But, it's kind of a monkey's paw with this game. Because, like, you get something, but the catch is that it's only Japanese audio. Which is understandable considering it's considered an indie project. But it would have been nice to see an English voice cast for this game. But it's not like the game has a lot of voice acting, to its story, because the story itself is also really short and only does it as, like, battle quips and in introductory and milestone cutscenes for the game's story, but, which are far and few between, but, I do like Asha's peppy, voice actress, but, that is one highlight, but, like I said, this being able to save anywhere is a big quality of life improvement, as well as the magic attack system, but, there's some other functions, like being able to run with a button and being able to hold a shield up with a button instead of holding down or dashing forward twice on the D-pad or the analog stick. And another nice thing is that since that game's now completely in 3D polygons, you can actually see the depth of the levels, because the original game had a weird layering system where you'd go through doors and be able to walk through background and the foreground at will at certain points, which was it was trying its best back then, but now it's more realized and fleshed out, so that's also nice. But it's a very nice game. It's worth the $15 you pick up on the digital store. There are retail versions which are about $30 to $40 depending on which retailer you pick it up from. And you get a code for the original game, so you can check back and see if, like, what the differences are. But that's only if you buy the retailer release. And the game's coming to Steam relatively soon, so it's available on pretty much every platform but the Xbox platforms. And if you like retro games and the Wonder Boy series in particular, this refresh might actually be worth taking time to check it out. But that's all I have to say for today, so until next time, see you guys later. Bye-bye.